This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, federal health officials announced a bold experiment. They want to know if tackling non-medical problems like homelessness and domestic violence could improve care and lower health spending. The evidence so far has been thin. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
From Portland, Oregon, to Camden, New Jersey, to Dallas, Texas, doctors and hospitals are testing unconventional ways to treat very sick, very expensive patients.
Right now, we have many, many organizations trying many, many different things, and we just don't really know what actually works.
That's Dr. Darshak Sanghavi with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Over the next 5 years, CMS will spend $157 million to study the impact of screening, referring, and organizing care based around conditions like food insecurity, social isolation, and unemployment. Harvard economist Amitabh Chandra is all for data collection, but says that money could be better spent.
If you ask me, what would you rather spend on, the thing that works with certainty or the thing that may work? I'd say the thing that works with certainty.
Instead, Chandra says the federal government should step up funding for community health centers and hospitals that serve low-income communities. Interventions, he says, that we know improve health and are cost-effective. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.